O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Wednesday. It's July 29th, 2015. And I'm changing everything around already, Jason.
I'm not shocked.
Are you surprised? I want to make one announcement, and I'm thinking, because last Friday, we jumped right into the book of Acts, and I know we want to get, you know, through that book before 2020. So I think today, why don't we start out with doing some of those giveaways that I do on Friday, but I always seem to forget, and then we get on a roll, and especially when we're in the midst of a program teaching God's Word and talking about it, I hate to derail it with, I don't want to say a cheesy prize giveaway, but let's do that now, which will allow us to
talk about... prize giveaway?
Yeah. Well, this is actually a thing that I started a couple of weeks ago. I've been collecting names of the people that have taken the 2020 challenge. Many write a little note or some kind of correspondence or just start giving, and it becomes real obvious that they started giving $20 in March and then in April and May. And so I have them in this envelope, and every week I want to pull out maybe three names and give them some type of gift, ministry resource, or book. And so the Texas Roadhouse has already said they're going to work with me to provide enough appetizer coupons, free appetizer coupons, so everyone will get one of those. But I have three books here, and so in my envelope, I'm going to pull out a couple names. We'll do three of these, and the first one is from Lynn from Indiana, and she writes, "Dear Mark, Karen, Joey, and Jason." All right. "I would like to help out Great News Radio. I benefit from listening when I am able. I would have faith for $10 per month, and it would be great for God to make the 2020 happen. However, I need for you to pray that my husband would be of like mind for us to give to Great News Radio. God bless you all, sincerely." And she signs it, Lynn. So we'll be praying for that. Yes, you want to, maybe we could even do a little marital counseling here. That's something that you want to be in concert. You want to be in agreement in what you give and what you give towards.
Yeah, you should be in agreement. I think husbands and wives should, well, what does it say? I mean, husbands should love their wives and wives should submit to their husbands. And so the two, I mean, you can't love without submission and you can't submit without love. And so it becomes a level playing field. And so I think the husbands and wives together probably need to lay all those things before Christ and say, you know, what is it that we're going to do with this? And ultimately, I think the bigger question becomes in that conversation is, whose money is this?
Yeah.
Is this my money or is this God's money? We talked about this last week. I mean, those questions that Wesley asked concerning money. I mean, am I just the Lord's steward and he's given me this money and he wants me to use it to bring glory to him? Or is it my money that I worked really hard for and I get to do whatever I want to do with it? And so that's really the crux of the conversation. It's not anything other than that. But I think that, look, I think if you give the money and your husband doesn't know or that, I think that's unhealthy.
Yeah.
You know, I think that you guys have to be of like mind. Doesn't Paul say that? Being of like mind, of one accord. And that's when you bring glory to God, because ultimately God wants you to bring glory in your marriage before he wants you to bring glory in your money. And one will just spill out into the other. And so maybe the challenge is not even, do I give to Great News Radio, but the challenge is, how do we be more generous? How do we be more generous in a lot of ways, Great News Radio being one of those places, but how do we be generous in a bunch of places? Because we believe at the core of ourselves and the core of our marriage that God blesses those who bless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that unity.
Yeah.
That they're working together and there's no secrets, or they both agreed, hey, this is an important thing. Or
there is. It's incontrovertible. I don't think I've ever heard anything contrary to the testimony of when we started to tithe, when we started to give, that we always seem to make it. We always seem to be okay. In fact, we always seem to be better than okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't say that as somebody who runs a church and therefore a tithe is a part of what we do, but I would just be honest at our church, I've never given a message on tithing. I've been there 4.5 years. I've never given a message on tithing. I've never given a message on giving, because I don't believe that giving and tithing are the problems. I think that generosity is a problem. And so we talk all the time about how Jesus is very generous, so much so that he went to the cross for you and I. And so in the gospel, we're freed up to become more generous than we've ever known because of the generosity of God on our behalf.
Yeah. And because she and because she became a part of the 2020 challenge, she's going to get a book, 210 Project, Discovering Your Place in God's Story, forward by Dr. Del Takic. Mark Frey, Don Enkelbrandt, and Frank Johnson. I don't know these authors. Let's see. This is Alliance Publishing Group, and she's going to get a copy of this along with some other treat. I think I'm giving away some unshackled little testimonials over to the side, so we'll send that out. Here's a resource, and who's this name?
This is for Roger and Joyce Hewson. And it doesn't have an address on here. Wait a second. They are in Urbana, Illinois. And they're going to get a copy of How to Like Paul Again. I never knew we didn't like Paul.
Yes.
I thought we always really liked him. But I guess that this author is going to make a case for how Paul wrote letters home. It was like receiving letters. And that's what Paul was doing. So How to Like Paul Again. And either Roger or Joyce, we're not sure who wrote this because they both signed it. But they said, praying that your 2020 challenge is going great. May your 20th year be a great one. Keep up the great work. It's funny, you've got three greats in one paragraph, so that's a number of perfection.
Yeah,
so you're headed towards great perfection.
Hey, we had a great singing men rehearsal on Monday night, and we actually had a meeting beforehand, our kind of leadership group, and we started laying out 2016. We're laying out the rest of this year, upcoming concerts, you know, Living Flag, Christmas presentations, the prison ministry, and then we started looking at 2016. Are we going to bring Ivan Parker back? And then our big function with Dr. Erwin Lutzer in April, and whether the singing men would maybe sing and provide some of the music for that evening. And then in the fall, that was like, wow, we got a lot going on over the next, you know, 20 or so months with this 2020 challenge and entering our 20th year of ministry and then the 20th birthday. And so we were all feeling like, wow, God is doing.
Are you feeling like you're 20 years old again?
Yeah, I feel like I'm aging 20 years.
There you go.
Okay, let's see. One more. This will go to Paul and Sue Brock from Arthur, the great community of Arthur. And inside, oh, they just gave a giving card. So no note from them, but we appreciate them checking the box. They want to be faithful monthly givers for the next 20 months. And so they're going to get a copy of Both And. Hey, that's kind of a comment you many times are saying. Hey, it's kind of both and. Living the Christ-Centered Life in an Either-Or World by Rich Nathan and Insu Kim. Let's see, Ivy Books, so Ivy Press. We live in an either-or world. We could talk about that, I'm sure, at some point. So, hey, thanks for joining in on the 2020 challenge. And that was one of the questions that was raised during the Singing Men rehearsal. Is the 2020 challenge making a difference as we plan for the future and acquire some equipment upgrades? And I've been even looking at studio locations and just trying to discern, you know, where the Lord would lead us in the days ahead, and praying up so many different facets of this radio ministry with the addition of staffing at some point. I'm kind of feeling a little overwhelmed with all the projects that lay ahead of us and how it's all going to come together. But thank you, God, for raising up you and others that are helping behind the scenes, and just the ministry work that continues as we love to proclaim God's word as inerrant and as the truth and as the ways and the means to know and understand the Father's will and plan and purpose for our lives, and always raising up the banner of the church and the Lord Jesus Christ, something that we hope to never stray from. Our threefold goals: educate, edify, and evangelize, introduce people to the Lord Jesus Christ as the only way, the one true way. And, you know, may we faithfully continue to endeavor to always do that with our programming, with our radio events, with trips to Israel, with the Singing Men concerts, all the different things we participate in and bring out to the community. That's our long-range goal. We'll continue to, what's that wording? Like, not only unashamed, but proclaim God's word clearly and with power and authority. Yeah, that's the word, unabashedly. I mean, that's our focus, God's word and raising up and helping people grow in their faith journey. Mm. So I know as a pastor, I mean, that's probably your own personal goal, too, is to proclaim God's word clearly so people can understand and apply it into their lives and develop or grow in that relationship with God.
Yeah. that sure is actually. Well, one of the things, and I don't know, you know, how apropos, though, it made me think about it again as you were talking, you know, and as we're talking about the 2020 challenge and financially what it takes, you know, over these next 20 months so that these upgrades can happen and so that studio space can be looked at, so that there can be some significant changes made to the way that this radio ministry operates, not at its core message or any of that, but maybe maybe just some of the logistical things, and then what it takes to connect to people. I mean, if somebody was to come in the studio, they would probably say, sheesh, did the Beatles record on that that mixing board there or something? I mean, even, you know, just knowing we made a big move on our sound system at the church. I mean, now, like, our whole entire sound system is controlled by this little iPad.
Yeah.
And, you know, just where technology is moving. So there is some things that need to happen in order to make that happen. But, you know, I just keep thinking about it, and I think this is birthed out of, in my heart, you know, just recently spending, like, the last month and a half just between, you know, multiple surgeries and the doctor's appointments and all the different things. And my wife really, you know, saying to me, hey, are you going to be around, like, you know, for... Like, we really want you to be around. We really like you.
I need to get at least 40 or 50 years out of you.
Yeah, she's like, I really like having you around. And this, you know, this time has really made me, really brought out, elicited for her some fears that, am I going to be around? Mm-hmm. You know, because there was just so many things that just kind of kept happening. And so it's really made me think, you know, well, what does it take for my ministry to move on without me? And I think about that in terms of this, when you were just talking about it, I was saying about that in terms of this radio ministry. And even a challenge I might throw out there to all those who are listening right now, and that means you who's listening right now. How do you fit into what this ministry does? I mean, you obviously are listening. You obviously love what this ministry does. You obviously agree with those threefold goals of this ministry. But what is it going to take for you to break through maybe some of that soft barrier that you need to get through so that you'll serve in this radio ministry? Because as Mark just proclaimed, he doesn't have the energy to do everything that needs to be done. And he can see what this ministry can do. And by the way, when we can see things like that, that's not because we are so gifted to be able to see these things. It's because God has laid these things upon our hearts. And so God has laid this vision upon Mark's heart of how this ministry can reach out and do some even more amazing things and be an even greater encouragement. Not to you who's been listening to the station and is continually encouraged and, you know, have served the Lord Jesus for so many faithful years. Maybe you're in your 50s, your 60s, your 70s, 80s. Maybe we even have some of those who are listening right now in their 90s. Mm-hmm. But what happens when we go to be with the Lord Jesus? I mean, who out there in your 20s and 30s and maybe early 40s right now is saying, you know what, I want to pick up that mantle and I want to become not only a financial partner, but I want to become an invested part of this ministry by getting my hands dirty, you know, maybe looking at what space looks like for the next radio ministry, maybe making copies, maybe helping to take phone calls, maybe doing filing, maybe getting the message out and getting, you know, lawn signs put in or whatever it takes to make this happen. Mark knows way more than I do in terms of that. But I do know this, that I have a limited amount of energy as a pastor, and you have a limited amount of energy in your ministry. And we need people to come alongside of us. Paul needed Timothy.
Right.
And we need some Timothys to come alongside us so that this ministry can, because God laid this large burden upon our hearts. And it's bigger than the energy that we have and the size of our hands. And so we need more hands to come alongside people of one accord who would say, you know what, I am so invested in what that is. And so when you were saying that, it just was making me think, gosh, you know what, I love that people are giving and financially, and they're filling out those cards. But I want to know who's going to step even beyond that. I want to know who's going to pick up the phone and who's going to call tomorrow, who's going to call the day after, who's going to call the minute they're hearing me talk about this right now and say, you know what, Karen, I want to volunteer. What can I do? You know what, this thing's going to be coming up with Erwin Lutzer in 11 months. What can I do? How do I set up tables? How do I become a part of the radio ministry board at some point? What can I do to become a viable part of this ministry where it becomes part of who I am also? Mm-hmm. Because it's been such an investment. It's been such an important part of my life. And so, I mean, I just want to challenge people right now. You know, if the vision that God has is bigger than what we can imagine, and together we can move towards that. But Mark alone, he's going to get tired. He's got a wife and he's got a young daughter. I mean, he's going to get tired. But together we can do so much more. And Jesus said that too. Jesus said, you'll do more than even me. And I don't think that means that we were more powerful than Jesus for that. But he was saying, with my Holy Spirit and your numbers, you can do some really amazing things. So I'm just thinking, brothers and sisters, we link arms and we push out and we do that. You know, can 2020 turn into 40-40 or 50-50? Or, you know, because 50-50 would be so much better. And I'm not talking about financial. I'm talking about your partnership in terms of what you do. You say, you know what? I see such a need for this radio ministry that I'm 50 in. Like, I'm 50-50. I'm here. You know, maybe some of you are going 50-50. Who? I'm 100. I'm in. Step across the line. Let's see it happen.
It's interesting. You're echoing many of the things Phil Shepard. I did a quick little trip up to Chicagoland with Holly, and we met up with Phil Shepard with the Moody Broadcasting Network.
I know your daughter was at my house.
Oh, yeah.
We were well aware that you were gone.
You know what? She came back. Holly wasn't kidding when she said a little more mature, being with Molly. I could tell even her language skills. I was kind of like stunned. She said something, and I thought that had to be something Molly said, because I was like,
I do have to say this, but we had to try and fight to keep our composure, because it was after VBS, and we had her for the last night of VBS, and we went through the drive-thru at McDonald's. And Tasha goes, okay, now you, Molly, you like chicken nuggets and Abigail plain cheeseburger and Jacob double cheeseburger. And Esther, what do you usually order at McDonald's? And she goes, toys. Tasha goes, we aren't eating toys for dinner tonight. Yeah. What do you usually eat? Yeah. She goes, I just get toys.
Yeah, she likes a plain cheeseburger. Yeah, I bet. Yeah,
I'll tell you what, she ate a plain cheeseburger, two or three chicken nuggets, and then a huge pile of fries.
Yeah, she can hold her own.
And then she got up out of her chair, and she goes, okay, I'm going to get ready for bed. And we were like, whoa.
Well, she came back. It was great. So we were up in Chicago, and Phil Shepard, we were talking about the future and, you know, what happens if something happens to me. And, you know, we talked through some of those things and the vision for a studio or a facility. And I shared with some of the Singing Men. I mean, I'd love to have a building or a place where it'd be big enough to host the Singing Men for our rehearsals and board meetings or prayer gatherings or like your Conversation Matters classes or other special unique teachings or presenters that come in. And it's great to utilize various churches and other facilities, but I thought it would be kind of nice that if we could get a lot of purpose or use out of this building, you know, multi-use.
Mm-hmm.
Along with meetings and interviews and having redundancy in another studio to record or have volunteers show up to and store all the Tootsie Pops and things that I have in various locations.
Yeah.
But that's kind of something that we talked briefly before we started this program that, you know, as I'm projecting and looking towards the future and Lutz are coming down, how would God orchestrate things and plan things out? And, you know, we're trying to do our part, but I appreciate your words because they echo many of the things that Phil was saying and sharing. And, you know, he's just got such a heart for ministry as you do. And I rely on your advice and counsel and, you know, our board. We're going to have another board meeting coming up really soon. And we got to keep kind of praying through these things. Lord, where are you leading us? And it's just exciting.
I think the hardest thing for us to do, especially when we're kind of high energy, visionary, we want, you know, we see things in front of us. The easiest thing is to load all that up on your own back and to go. And that works for a long while. I mean, I've done it for a long time. I mean, I'll take whatever weight. I'm kind of half mule maybe, and I just throw it on my back and I just go, and I'm willing to do it. I love to serve. I love to serve in my church. If there's something that needs to be done, I will be the first person to pull tables up or stack chairs or do those things. I believe in leading from the front, not from the rear. And you're the same way, because I watch you do it. But I'm more and more, especially again after this stuff happening, I'm thinking, you know what? I can't carry everything, because at some point the mule breaks. At some point the mule falls over. The mule goes, I'm done. And I just, it made me think, you know what? If I'm done and there's no one else, then all the work I did was for naught.
Yeah.
It might look pretty, and it might make for an interesting epitaph, but you know what? If I really believe in who Jesus is, then the idea is that I'm sowing in continually to others. And we're doing that. I'm not saying that we're not doing that, but I see myself even more so. My wife would, and that was the crux. We went on a date, and that was the crux of our conversation, was this idea that, listen, I'm not going to carry as much weight anymore because I just can't, and I ought not to. It's not good for me. And so I'm still going to do a lot, and I'm still going to be high energy and all these things, but I'm going to begin to give more and more things away because I need to do that. Great story that happened is we had this Sunday school class. There's a book I read, and I said, gosh, this would make an awesome Sunday school class. So we launched out the Sunday school class. It was a packed room. It was like 18 people showed up to do this Sunday school class. And so we did the first class, and then the next week was when I got sick. And so I one of the guys in the class, you know, I just kind of prayed and said, Lord, who could do this while I'm gone? And, you know, I really felt the Lord like, okay, this is a guy. So I called him and I said, hey, can you take over for a week? And so he took over, and I was back, and I was able to sit in that class. So I went in, and I just kind of sat down, and I watched him facilitate the class. Got done, and I went downstairs, preached, did all that. And then later in the afternoon, sent him a message. I said, hey, how do you like leading the class? And he goes, I love it. And I said, good, because I like attending your class more than mine.
Yes.
And that began the crux of him saying, well, I'll teach the class. And he's been teaching it ever since. And we're in discussion about what he's going to teach next.
Wow.
And I go, why should I do that? The Lord wants to release people to do these things for his glory.
Right.
And so, and again, it's something that we don't have to carry.
Right, right. And I've learned, especially the last few years, delegating more and more things, even with the singing men responsibilities and other aspects. But it's like there's other big chunks that I want to kind of hand off or see how God would raise somebody up to do these facets, even with the Erwin Lutzer, the planning, the meeting with
people. Well, if you're like me, I bet you have a list of things that you would love to do, but you can't do it yourself, and you don't have somebody to do it right now.
Right.
And if some people were to come alongside, and again, this is that challenge, if some of you were able to come alongside, Mark could take that list off and start to mark some things off that God has laid on his heart to do. I don't know if anybody realizes this, and I don't know if it's true for you, Mark, but it is for me. When God lays something on my heart and I know I can't do it because there's not really the people in that, and I have to begin to just pray about that list, it's a burden as you carry that list going, I know God wants to do this thing.
Yeah.
Like, I know this glorifies him, and I know he wants to be glorified in this, but I just don't know that I know how that happens. And so it guides us to prayer, more trust in him, and he releases at the appropriate time, just like I think right now. God said to me, you know, maybe you need to share a word, and somehow maybe that word, somebody, one of you is listening right now, and you're going, you know what? I totally want to serve and step across the line, and I totally want to see Great News Radio be everything that God intended it to be for his glory so that it could reach multiple people, many people, and they could be saved. Because you know what? Listen to me. Listen, without the gospel, all there is separation in hell. All there is eternal damnation and separation from God. And so the ministry of this radio station is at the forefront of what it means to be alive and to live, because it's a proclamation of the gospel. Mm-hmm. And it needs to push forward, but it needs some of your oomph to do it. So I'm wondering, you know, you got a 2020 challenge. This is my challenge. I'm challenging 20 people today,
yeah.
20 people today to pick up the phone and to call Karen at
217-367-7777. And our Indiana listeners, 800 number, free call, 1-888-333-9466.
So I got a challenge. 20 people pick up the phone and call Karen and say, I want to volunteer. Tell me what I can do. And I'm going to see on Friday if you guys are on it or not.
Yes. Well, it's funny. Norm DeGraff, I'm going to probably interview him in the next couple of weeks, at one of the singing men gives every month. And he said, Mark, I got a story to tell you. And he just briefly at the end of rehearsal said, you know, the Lord was putting it on my heart. I needed to join the 2020 challenge. Even though I already give, I was supposed to up it. I was supposed to increase that. And he said, I got to share that story. And so he didn't get to at the time, but he felt God's prodding. And I'm just wondering, Jason, there are probably people that are feeling that prodding right now, whether it's the conviction or, you know what, I do need to step up, or, gosh, it's nothing I've done before, but I'm feeling like I'm supposed to, and I think we'll be able to work something out.
There's some people listening right now, Mark, I firmly believe, who financially the 2020 challenge would be hard to do. But they've got 20% of their energy, creativity, acumen, knowledge, whatever it is, that they can give to this radio station, their time and their talents, in such a way that they can push some of these things out that you don't have the energy to do.
Oh, excited to hear those phones ringing. Hey, we're out of time. Otherwise, SR News will be calling and complaining. So, hey, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.